Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. So when Jesus died, there's a great earthquake, shook the whole land. Look at verse number 52 and 53. And the graves were open, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. Don't read any farther. It's amazing. I hear preachers, I've heard them over the years, that talk about this. I even have a couple books that says this, that they, for some reason, they don't get verse number 53. But verse number 52, they talk about the graves were open and many of the body of saints which slept arose. And they're thinking, that one preacher even thinks that they kind of just set up in their graves. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't get up walking around in Jerusalem, that when Jesus died, the earthquake happened and the graves broke open. And so these people just kind of set up. I don't believe that at all. Here's the picture of what it says. Look at verse number 53. And came out of the graves, what's the next word? After his resurrection. So get the picture. Jesus died on the cross. A great earthquake took place, and the veil in the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. And that great earthquake just opened up all the graves, and I imagine it probably tore some things up in the area, probably in Jerusalem, shook some buildings and all. A great earthquake. But the point I'm trying to make is that these saints arose out of the grave after his resurrection. Jesus must be the first to receive a glorified body. And it's interesting. After Jesus' resurrection, then we read in verse number 53, and they appeared unto many. I mentioned this before when I preached on this subject. Can you just, in your mind, imagine where Uncle Joe or Aunt Sally, they had been buried a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months prior, whatever it was, and they come to a house, a relative's home or a friend's home. What are you doing? We buried you a few months ago, I know, and everything you've heard about Jesus is true. The resurrection of Jesus is true. And we are a testimony of that, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe that these people received their glorified body. That's why even the Bible does not say, but comparing scripture with scripture, he says he became the first fruits of them that slept. And this is the passage where it says in verse number 53, many of them that were slept arose and went about the city. So Christ was the first fruit, and these saints at Jerusalem, they became the first fruits, plural, signifying that there are more to come of people with a glorified body. We're going to talk about that during a morning worship, a morning message here about the millennium and all, about people with glorified bodies and all. We'll talk about that more. But I want you to notice that they received, I believe, even though the Bible does not say, their glorified body. What happened to them? When Jesus ascended, again, the Bible does not say, but I believe when Jesus ascended after 40 days, they ascended with him. The Bible was silent after this. So I don't want to speculate, except I think that they're not walking around here on earth today. So perhaps when Jesus ascended some 40 days later, they ascended with Jesus. That's my thought on the matter of first fruits. But obviously, they were the first fruits of them that slept. Here's another interesting thing. Let me take you back a few years ago. I was in Cuba. They asked me to teach on the second coming. When I was in South Sudan, they wanted me to teach on the second coming. Many years ago, I was in Cuba, and long story short there, they asked me to teach on the second coming. Well, eschatology. Well, I was there the week after Easter. And I got to get through this real quick, but I'm making a point here. And they were talking about Jesus' death was on Good Friday. They celebrated Good Friday. And I just said, because I'm teaching, that I don't believe Jesus died on Friday, because I mentioned about Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. He could not have been in the grave Friday night and Saturday night. It's only two nights. Long story short, I taught them. And I took them to a passage of Scripture in Leviticus chapter number 23. Remember, Jesus is the first fruits. Okay? 23, beginning in verse number 9. Yeah. Can you get that up there, Greg? All right. It's talking about the first fruits. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then shall ye bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. They're celebrating what is called now the Feast of the First Fruits. It comes right after the Passover, which is interesting about Christ is our Passover. Now we're looking at the first fruits, and it's all going to fit together. Christ is our Passover. Now we're looking at first fruits. Verse number 11. The priest shall bring the first fruits, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted of you. Now here's the next phrase. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. When is the morrow after the Sabbath? Sunday. The first day of the week. Why do we worship on Sunday? Regardless of what the Seventh-day Adventists would say, they think we have accepted the mark of the beast. Do you realize that? The Seventh-day Adventists said we have accepted the mark of the beast because we now worship on a Sabbath. How many of y'all didn't know that? Well, now you know it. You can't raise your hand anymore. I've told you this, okay? They think we've accepted the mark of the beast because we worship now on a Sunday and not on a Saturday, the Sabbath. We no longer worship. The New Testament church didn't worship on, they worship on the first day of the week. That's a whole nother teaching. But here in the Old Testament, there was something special about the first fruits. It's a picture of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ, the first fruits. And they celebrated the first fruits, not on the Sabbath, on a Saturday, but on the morrow after the Sabbath. Ain't that neat? Ain't that neat?
Yeah.
That's Sunday. It pictured the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we celebrate the resurrection on a Sunday, not on this. And the Sabbath, by the way, is Saturday. That's never changed. That's always been so. But we don't worship on the Sabbath. We worship on the first day of the week. But you see that picture here. Anyway, I shared that with those people in Cuba, and their eyes just, I've never seen that before, which I guess some of y'all have never seen that before either, so no difference here. But it's just interesting to see the picture of the first fruits that was on display. And I wish I could talk about the Feast of the Tabernacles and the Passover and all these other things. That pictures some things and all about Christ and all. That's a whole other lesson there. But the first fruits, back in 1 Corinthians 15, he became the first fruits. And they had been celebrating that since hundreds of years prior. And it pictured the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The same way, they remember all the tabernacle and the temple, every article that was in the tabernacle and temple, it pictured Christ. Whether it was the brazen altar, whatever it would be, the candlestick, whatever it be, everything pictured Christ. All these feasts pictured Christ in one way or the other. And the Feast of the First Fruits pictured his resurrection. Interesting. Let's move on. Back in 1 Corinthians 15. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by one man came death, and we know that this one man was Adam. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, Romans 5:12. So we see that Adam brought sin into the world, not Eve. Ladies, you're off the hook. The Bible is so clear. Even though Eve was the first to take fruit, and she gave it to Adam, the Bible tells us that Eve was deceived. Adam disobeyed.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.